Thanks, Rob. It's Download here on 720 WGN. Mike Fouché in studio for his Wednesday night check-in from the Daily Line. Talk all things Chicago, Cook County, and Springfield. Mike, good to see you. I'm sorry, but
I didn't even try. I'll like yell across the room at you.
There's times when I'll miss a button. I didn't even try. You know, it's like Mike's not talking.
I think that was Freudian. Who needs it?
I get off the air with Pete, and I'm like, "This is Fouché. He talks too much." We gotta do something about this.
Can we change that to "He talks too much. He never shuts up"? Yeah, we'll do that.
All right, let's talk about Springfield. Why don't we start there? As we saw yesterday, the Democrats put forth a spending plan. Now, this was something that was less money than what Republicans had said.
Well, let's be clear here. The House, it was right. Speaker Madigan.
Speaker Madigan put forth a spending plan out of the House, which was less than what the Senate plan was and also less than what the Rauner
less spending.
Had.
Less spending than the Rauner.
Right. Yeah. So that's a good thing, right?
Less spending than last year. Yeah. That's great, right? Yeah. Done. All right. Bye, everybody. We win. Illinois wins. Fireworks go off. It's the best. Right.
What's it really mean?
I mean, what it means is that this is just one of the many things, which is really what we've always been talking about is really not the budget. It's all the quote off budget items, right? I mean, Governor Rauner has his turnaround agenda, which none of which have anything to do with the budget. He wants property tax freeze. He wants term limits,
workers' comp
reform. He's pretty much given up the stuff except for a workers' comp reform and a property tax freeze. But then last week, Speaker Madigan said, hey, remember me, guys? I got some stuff of my own. And he came up with some of his own off-budget items. One is to include the passage of a school funding reform.
One that's out Senate Bill 1.
Right. And then his own ideas for workers' comp reform, which is completely different than what it is that Bruce Rauner has suggested.
Now, of course, when cynics look at this, I mean, this seems to be sort of thumbing his nose at the governor, saying, I have my own items, too. If you want to negotiate, I have my off-budget items as well.
Well, you know, here's the thing is that when you are preparing to negotiate, one of the things that you need to do is you need to know what it is that you're willing to give up. You need to know what it is that you have to have. And I think that, you know, by larding up the table, you had more things.
Mike, let me just stop you real quick. Let's go to Rob Martyr. He's got an update on the weather. What do you got, Rob?
Yeah, guys, real quick. National Weather Service in Chicago issuing a tornado warning for central Winnebago County. This will be in effect until 8 tonight. This is a severe thunderstorm. Also, the radar indicating rotation in this one as well. A dangerous storm will be in the Rockford area in about the next 7 to 10 minutes. So if you're in that area, please take shelter. Again, this is from the National Weather Service. This is a tornado warning for central Winnebago County in effect until about 8 tonight. We will keep you posted.
We definitely will. Thanks, Rob, as we pay attention. And wow. Of course, a tornado warning means, you know, take
Go
cover.
Go to your basement.
Yeah. This will be that area for Winnebago County. All right. So as we picked right back up, the idea of as this really is, I guess, the beginnings of what we consider to be a negotiation.
Right. And you know, there's still a few days left. I mean, June 30th is the big day, right? Saturday, or no, Friday. Saturday. Saturday is the big day. And that's the day, you know, after June 30th, what has become very clear is the bond rating agencies have said, if you don't pass a budget, we're going to cut it to junk. We're going to cut Illinois' ratings, bond ratings to junk, which is going to be devastating.
What do you make of the idea that, I mean, the governor said today that he's willing to keep legislators there even if they don't hit the deadline, which makes me think that he's not as concerned about this deadline, which would be on Friday. But the idea being, you know.
Well, let's game this out a little bit, right? Okay, so
Friday is June 30th.
Nope. Yeah, Friday is June 30th. Yeah, okay, I've got to look at the calendar.
It's all good.
Friday is June 30th, right? And then pretty much for the next 4 days, everything really shuts down, okay? Saturday,
for the holiday, right?
There's nothing going on Saturday. There's nothing going on Sunday. Monday, you know, the banks are going to be closed. So that's the 3rd. The 4th, stuff is going to be closed. So that means on the 5th is really the day when the guillotine comes down. So, yeah, you know, maybe Governor Rauner does keep everybody over the July 4th holiday, which would be excruciating and horrible for everybody that's a legislator.
Or covers the legislature.
Yeah.
That's probably more apt. You know, as we get closer to the, I mean, when when Madigan puts out a spending plan, and we saw today, and I mentioned in the beginning, the idea that a workers' comp reform package passed the House.
Right.
So did a there was another one that passed the House, another one of these that had to do with reform.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are they the compromise that the governor wants? He says he wants something on workers' comp. He wants something on
pension reform.
That's what passed.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
What passed today?
I mean, it's funny what it is that Rana really wants for pension reform. I mean, when people say pension reform, it gets put in a lot of different ways. I mean, basically what we've been doing here in Illinois for, quote, pension reform is that we've been extending out the payment periods. It's sort of like you have a loan on your car that's a 5-year loan, and then you say, oh, I'm going to make it a 6-year loan. So the payments get a little smaller and it's stretched out over time. That's what we've been doing for our pension payments. And Rahner has said, no, I don't want to do that. We need to figure out something else. And what Bruce Rahner really means is that he wants to cut benefits for people that have pensions, because he believes that the pension benefits are too big, and in the future they need to be smaller.
So are you saying anything short of that in terms of pension reform that passes the House is not going to satisfy the governor?
It's hard to say what will exactly satisfy the governor, because he has not really spelled it out in so many words. I mean, essentially what he's making everybody do is kind of guesstimate what it is exactly that he wants. After 2 years of trying to work it out, I think we're beginning to get an idea of what it is that he really wants, which is less benefits for people that have pensions. But the state Supreme Court has said,
right,
you can't really cut benefits for people that already have – there's already been contractual agreements for these people. So I think that what Rahner is really looking for is for new future employees to get even fewer benefits.
Mike Fouché with the Daily Line in studio, as he is every Wednesday. We'll take a quick break, come back. We got to talk about soda tax.
Yeah, right.
And let's talk about some movement in the city council for public comments.
Yeah.
Mike Fouché, my guest. Stay with us. Like I said, we're watching the severe weather that's heading through Rockford area, Winnebago County, North Boone. Mike Fouché in studios. We also talk politics tonight. Mike, let's make a transition from Springfield to Cook County. The soda tax, a big deal here. It looked like it's going to start July 1st, but there's been a lot more sort of pushback and resistance than they thought.
Yeah, so let's be clear here. This is the sugar-sweetened beverage tax.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a lot of stuff besides soda. And essentially, you're going to be paying a tax, a per-ounce tax, on buying the soda, and it was supposed to come in effect on July 1st. And retailers have just been really upset about it, because they don't really have a good way of implementing collecting the tax. Their cash register systems, NCR, says, we don't have a way in order to register the number of ounces per sold with items.
Yeah.
And we can't really collect this stuff very easily. And so retailers are absolutely freaking out.
What does the county say to that? I mean, what do they say?
The county says, fine, you guys figure it out. You can work it out, no problem. They've worked it out in other cities. So the Illinois Merchant Retailers Association, which is the big trade association for retailers, has filed a suit, a temporary restraining order, in order to try and hold the thing off. And today, they filed the suit yesterday. Today, the judge that was assigned to the case actually recused herself, and so there's another judge. Don't really know why the judge recused themselves, but now we have a new judge. We're supposed to have a hearing tomorrow. It's possible that they'll say, okay, we're gonna hold it. It's not going to be implemented on July 1st. There's a lot. I mean, there was a protest on Tuesday. There were a few hundred people that showed up at the James R. Thompson Center downtown. There is a lot of resistance to this soda, this sugar sweetened beverage tax.
The president Preckwinkle, came on and said, she told the media, "Hey, if you want good government, there's got to be more taxes. This is something that's being done in a lot of different places." I mean, it is something that we, even on our airwaves, you've seen resistance. But I mean, is it something that follows in the same footsteps as a lot of other municipalities around the country?
Philadelphia is doing it, and There's a lot of different stories that both sides have about whether or not Philadelphia has been successful or not. But I think the key thing here for retailers is that in Philadelphia, after they instituted their sugar-sweetened beverage tax, the amount of sugar-sweetened beverages that sold declined by about 30% in the city of Philadelphia.
Which is part of the intention of this, right?
Well, I mean, part of the intention, it is a little bit of a nanny tax to a certain extent. But the other thing that really upsets these retailers is that, you know, if you're 7-Eleven, 30% of your sales of, Loco, Five Loco is kind of a big deal. I mean, that's a lot of money for you.
Right.
That's basically what you sell on summer afternoons. So, you know, these guys are pretty upset about
it. Is there any way that it gets pushed back, that July 1st, we don't see this tax going to effect on the 1st?
We're
going to
know tomorrow. I mean, tomorrow afternoon, there's going to be a hearing, and the judge will make a decision whether or not she's going to institute a temporary restraining order. And then we'll see what happens. I mean, after that, you know, I think that it will then grind through the process. If the judge doesn't have a temporary restraining order, there could still be a separate hearing about whether or not it should be halted. You know, the barrier for a temporary restraining order is typically, is there some sort of injury that is going to be occurring to people? And the argument that Illinois Merchant Retailers Association is making is, yes, there is an injury because we're going to be breaking the law because we're not able to actually implement this at cash registers around the county.
Mike, let's finish up public comments at city council meetings. This is something that is new. Talk about this. Is this something that is going to change the way that the city council does government?
Yeah, this is crazy, right? So before every major city council meeting, there's going to be 30 minutes of comment. Individuals will have 3 minutes to make their comments. So that means 10 people can make a comment. They put this big red LED glowing shot clock in the middle of the city council chambers in order to track everybody's time. But, you know, really what this is all about is that there's really one guy who has really made this into an issue. And that guy is an individual named George Blakemore. And George Blakemore, he talks and talks and talks. And, you know, people shut him down regularly. Sometimes he has really good things to say. Sometimes he doesn't. City Council is very concerned about managing this guy. The people who filed the suit, they were attempting to protest something last June, and they were kicked out of the city council chamber because the city council really, you know, kind of packed the chamber with people that were sympathetic to what it is that they were trying to do. So, you know, there's new rules about seating in city council. You call ahead to get seats, and they will reserve seats for you. And then you have an opportunity to speak before every city council meeting. It means it's going to be a lot longer and slower. Just like county board meetings, they have these long comment periods. But truthfully, the real long thing that takes a long time in city council is they have all these honorary resolutions.
I call it the Ed Burke hour.
It's not just him, but there's a lot of stuff.
Mike Fouché from the Daily Line joins us every Wednesday. You can also follow the podcast, the Aldercast, which is on Fridays. You get that WGN Plus. Mike, great to see you.
Great to be here.